Talk a little bison tennis, Woods Park and Lincoln. Coach Weimers, you won some matches and lost a few, but you gotta like the start. The first round guys came through, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a great start to the day. You know, it was a fairly cool morning with some wind, and which I think you folks had up back in McCook as well. But yeah, kids played well. You know, got everybody to win first round matches and get into the second round, which was awesome. You know, the guys played great. Trev breezed through his two singles match. Won doubles, breezed through their match. Aaron had a grinder in the opening match. He won that one 8-6. That was a good win. It was a tough win. And then, of course, the two doubles had a nice win. A match that went kind of crazy. They were down 0-1. Then we went on a four-game run and won. We're up 4-1. And then Girls Catholic picked up four wins, and they went 5-4. And then we picked up four more wins and won that one 8-5. So that was a back-and-forth match, but really proud of the guys. You know, they battled hard and played some great tennis. And then the second round, you run into the big dogs. You know, you got Aaron playing the 3-seed, a kid he played earlier, and gave it a run. You know, at first set, I think he got beat 6-4. He played him tough, but then the kid from Elkhorn North is just good. You know, beat him, I think it was 6-2 in the final set. But Aaron had a great season and a great, you know, run at the state tournament, and really pleased with him. And being a senior, you know, he'll move on. But once again, had a great year. Just really pleased with how well he competed. Trev then played Adams Central, the 6-seed. Tough opening set. He lost the tiebreaker 9-7. Then the second set got beat 6-2. You know, I just wish Trev could have had a little more energy to get through that last match, but that first tiebreaker, you know, just kind of broke his back. It's tough when you're in tennis, when you go to a tiebreaker and you lose a tiebreaker, it's tough to rebound that quickly and get your mental game back under your belt. And Trev being a sophomore, something he's got to work on, something we'll address over the off season and get him ready for next year. But once again, Trev had a great season. Real pleased with how well he played for his first year of tennis. And they'd be back next year for the Bison, so that's good for us. Won doubles, continued to play really, really well. They played the 9-seed Standing Bear. Great opening set. I won that one 6-4. Got pushed really, really hard. Second set, it seemed like we were always down until the very end. And then we got it into a tiebreaker. And then the tiebreaker, the kids caught fire and just played great. It had some great passing shots, were aggressive at the net, had some super serves. Just really pleased with how well they just bowed their necks in that tiebreaker to get the win, and then turned around and had to play the 1-seed Mount Michael, returning state champions from last year. Got us pretty good. We played them earlier in the season, got beat 8-0. First set we did get a game, so then the second set they just really put the screws to us and got a 6-0. But Tyson Caleb will come back tomorrow morning at 9:00 and play Scott Catholic, the number 5 seed. So they'll have their work cut out for them. A team we saw, I think when we went to the East-West shootout, was not one of our better days. Got beat by those boys, I think, 8-3. Definitely a team that we can compete against. I think Tyson and Caleb will be ready to go. They blew a lot of energy and playing 3 matches today, but they're ready to go. It'd be fun to watch those guys compete. And then, of course, rounding things out with TJ and Cruz having a great day. You know, beating Girls Catholic was a really good win for those guys, and they had to turn around and play the number 1 seed from Elkhorn North and got the better of us 6-2, 6-1. But TJ and Cruz, you know, had a great season for the first time playing tennis, and they're still learning things as we were going through every match up here at state, so it's a learning curve for them. But they had a nice season. Real pleased with how well they competed, and I think, you know, just talking to them a little bit after that match is over, they got a good taste of tennis and what it's like, and they want to come back and do good things next year. So that's always exciting. You know, you're looking forward to the next season instead of being down in the dumps about getting beat out and not getting to play anymore. But they were already talking about putting a little more time in the off season to get their game a little more fine tuned for another run next year.
Any big upsets as far as like the team standings, everything kind of going like you thought it would?
You know, there's not a lot of big upsets. You know, like, you know, 8 or 9 you know, seeds, you know, the 9 seed may beat the 8 seed, but probably the biggest one was Mount Michael in one singles. Their guy was, I believe, a 3 seed, and he got beat out by Lincoln Christian, who was a 5 seed. I think that's how that went. Lincoln Christian stole those 4 points and really hurt Mount Michael because, you know, at the end of the day, you're thinking Mount Michael's probably going to take the lead, but now they're down 2 points to Elkhorn North, who is now in the Catbird seat to really have a big day tomorrow. But it'll be, that's to me the biggest upset that I saw for most of the day. There are some super matches. I knew going in this was going to be a really tough tournament field. You look at the teams like in Class A that did not score a point. And I think in Class A out of 31 teams, there was like 12 teams that didn't score a point. In Class B, there's only 6. And so you knew that the teams were going to be a lot more evened out this year. You still have your top dogs in Mount Michael and Elkhorn North. You know, Pius is playing great. You know, Scott's done some great things. Lincoln Christian's got some good things. Omaha Brown on top has got a guy in the running still. I mean, it's just, it's kind of interesting to see. But there's some great matches, great tennis, and a lot of fun to watch, and a lot of great scores turned in, and tomorrow will be equally better just because you're going to have some great semifinal rounds. You know, our guy's going to be hopefully, you know, on key and play well at 9 o'clock against Scott Catholic, and then win or lose, I'll turn around and play again at 11 o'clock and either hopefully a fifth, sixth place match, or else it might be a 7th and 8th place match. But either way, the boys earned a medal, so I was really pleased with the effort there. But yeah, it's been some great tournament play. It's been fun to watch.